When 8-year-old Daya Mulligan is in third grade next school year, she'll be taking her first ever standardized test. Today, she's practicing reading at her mom's law office in Flagstaff.
Rapunzel had one friend,
a chameleon
named Pascal.
If Daya doesn't pass the reading section next year, state law says she'll have to repeat third grade, and that's a little unsettling for her mom, Veronica.
No, I have no sense of how good she is at standardized testing. I don't know. Some people are good at that, some people aren't. I just feel like those tests don't really reflect the child's intelligence.
Those sparkling lights floating into the sky, they seemed meant for her.
This year's third graders, some 84,000 statewide, will be the first group of students to be held back if they don't pass the reading portion of Arizona's standardized test. That's because of a law passed in 2010, but implemented just this school year. Mary Kay Walton is superintendent of curriculum instruction at Flagstaff Unified School District.
The research does share that if there are problems in reading at third grade, that's a strong indicator of how successful they will be in the future years.
Walton says the law allowed time for families to prepare for this reality, doing what they could at home to help their kids strengthen reading skills.
We want that home activity to be supplemental, to be fun, to be interactive with the rest of the family. So it's an enjoyable process and not a scary one or a punitive one in any way.
Our second grades look like they're taking a break right now, so maybe we can walk down there.
John Coe is the principal at Marshall Elementary School in Flagstaff, where the hallways are unusually quiet as students finish up the last days of AIMS testing.
Mostly what you're going to see is a lot of closed doors and a lot of do not disturb signs and a lot of posters.
Coe says since the law passed, teachers have gone through extensive training in reading education. Typically, 1 to 2 third graders per school do not pass the reading section of the exam. But Coe says under the new law, those students will have another shot at success.
If they fall far below at the end of this academic year, they'll be required to attend summer school for several weeks. And at the end of summer school, they'll be able to take a test. And if they're able to demonstrate their proficiency, they'll move forward.
Third graders will know by next month whether or not they passed the reading section of the state's last AIMS test. That's also when schools will start field testing a new exam to replace it. For Arizona Public Radio, I'm Aaron Granillo in Flagstaff.